At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hello and welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up in this bulletin, Finance Minister reassures borrowing will only fund transformative projects as debt sustainability improves. Also in this bulletin, Bank of Ghana declares keen interest to develop policies to support 24-hour economy policy. Later on, food chain, delayed rains and poor sales discouraging Ejira maize farmers from planting next season. We'll tell you the implication on food security. We've got details of these and more coming your way all in a moment. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. Finance Minister Dr. Kassia Latuforsen has assured that Ghana's borrowing strategy will remain disciplined and focused on transformation as the country records significant progress in debt sustainability. More in the following Business Desk report.
The finance minister made this known during a meeting with the president of the Arab Bank for Economic Development in Africa, Abdelaké Al-Moussaibi, in Accra. Dr. Forsen stressed that new borrowing will be directed strictly towards projects with lasting economic and social impact rather than consumption. Ghana's total public debt declined from 763.8 billion Ghana cedis, which is 64.9% of GDP, in July 2024 to 628.8 billion Ghana cedis, which is 44.9% of GDP, in July 2025, according to data from the Bank of Ghana. Highlighting infrastructure as a key priority, the minister pointed to the planned Accra-Kumasi motorway project, explaining that feasibility studies are underway and the road is expected to be completed within 2.5 years. On his part, Badia President Al-Moussaibi commended the minister's focus on sustainability and transformation and pledged the bank's readiness to support the large-scale project of such economic importance.
A Business Desk report. The Bank of Ghana has assured government and financial sector players that it will develop policy initiatives aimed at making funds available for companies under the 24-hour economy drive. The move is aimed at de-risking finance for local industries that want to participate under the 24-hour economy policy. Head of Banking Supervision at the Bank of Ghana, Ismail Adam, gave the assurance when speaking on behalf of the governor of the central bank at a round table with bank directors and senior managers under the theme, Financing Ghana's 24-hour Future, the Role of Banks in the Transformational Journey.
And I'm happy to say that, and I'm sure the banks will be happy to hear that, the Bank of Ghana has granted approval for guarantee provided by GESEL to be accepted as collateral for lending to agri businesses. This initiative was aimed at boosting GESEL's credibility as credit guarantee provider and make credit guarantee scheme more appealing for financial institutions to rely on. And I'm sure going forward, when DBG also start providing guarantees, the same protocol gets. The Bank of Ghana is keen on supporting this level policy by the government of Ghana. As indicated earlier, there is a bidirectional relationship between the rest sector and the banking sector.
You heard the head of banking supervision at the Bank of Ghana, Ismael Adam, who is given the assurance when he spoke on behalf of the governor of the Bank of Ghana at a round table discussion with bank directors and senior managers under the theme Financing Ghana's 24-Hour Future, the Role of Banks in the Transformational Journey. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report with me, Pius Kojo-Baka. Export value for companies under the Ghana Free Zones Authority has hit $1 billion as at the first quarter of 2025. This was disclosed by the CEO of the authority, Dr. Mary Awusi. Speaking at the 30th anniversary launch of the Ghana Free Zones Authority, Dr. Awusi stated that she will lead the charge to ensure the completion of industrial zones in Bonkra in the Ashanti region, Shama in the Western region, and other industrial zones.
The export value for the first quarter of 2025 alone stands at $1 billion. Capital investment has expanded from $117 million in 1997 to $354.8 million in 2024, with $70 million already invested as at the second quarter of 2025. The capital expected to be invested by the newly licensed companies would lead to an exponential increase by the end of the year 2025.
Dr. Mary Awusi is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Free Zones Authority. Now, Goodhart Quarrying and Construction Limited has pledged to support academic training at the University of Ghana's Department of Earth Science and embarks on a field visit for level 100 students. Speaking at the first field visit, Director of Goodhart Quarrying and Construction Limited, Nanase Yeboa, emphasized that materials such as granite and others are abundant and well suited for the government's 24-hour economy agenda.
With respect to our job, it is very, very well suited for the 24-hour economy because, firstly, our material is something that is not weather or timing dependent. We work with stone. So regardless of the time, regardless of the hour, regardless of visibility, rain, it doesn't really matter. And these resources are mostly located in places where jobs are badly needed. So taking the 24-hour economy towards places like that is the best thing to do because here, for example, staffing is 50% male, 50% female. And once we go 24 hours, that means we are employing three times the amount of women, three times the amount of men. Once we have jobs, that even goes further because now we're...
Vice President of Commercialization, Operations and Growth at Heritage Labs, Kofi Oklu, has emphasized that the launch of the Ghana AI Practitioner's Guide will serve as a stepping stone toward policy development and regulatory frameworks in the country. According to him, this initiative will help guide and protect the use of AI in Ghana, ultimately promoting growth and development. He made these remarks at the official launch of the Ghana AI Practitioner's Guide organized by Heritage Lab.
We are now moving from tech to a world of intelligent tech where machines are getting just as smart as human beings. So we are now collaborating with machines on a head-to-head level. And this is the more reason why we need a guide. It's the more reason why we need some structure in place. For Ghana and with all the ethics we have, we want to ensure that everything that is done in the AI space is regulated, ethical and impactful. This guide would be an inspiration for policymakers.
Vice President of Commercialization, Operations and Growth at Heritage Labs, Kofi Oklu. For Food Chain this week, we take you to Ejira, one of Ghana's larger cereals and legumes production centre, where farmers and traders are lamenting the recent poor market of the commodity. Large quantities of the crops are rotting as farmers struggle to find buyers. Weeks without rain have worsened the situation, leaving farmlands parched and forcing many producers to consider abandoning cultivation for the next season. Emmanuel Bright-Kuku visited the community in our reports.
It's Monday morning at Ejira, one of Ghana's largest trading hubs for cereals and grains. From groundnuts and beans to rice and maize, the market supplies thousands of households across Ghana and beyond. But in recent times, maize has seen a sharp decline in sales. The fresh maize sells at 500 cedis, and the old ones go for 450.
Yeah, 4-5.
These new prices, coupled with a reclining market sale, are presenting challenges to the maize value chain. The farmers and traders are not enthused as they are seen all over haggling the new prices. Farming is a lifeline of Ejira and its surrounding communities. On a scorching afternoon, Idrisu Mumuni and his family are busy drying freshly harvested maize. They spread the grains across a tarpaulin, relying on sun and air to reduce the moisture content. With no storage facilities, the family must rush to package and sell the maize on the next market day. But for Idrisu, the returns hardly match the effort he invests in production.
The maize business isn't good enough. For rich farmers, they're able to keep theirs. But for us who have no storage facility, we must sell immediately.
After the 2024 dry spell, the price of maize has fallen by more than half, from 1,200 cedis to just 400 cedis on the market. Yet, with production costs soaring, the sharp decline has left many farmers frustrated and disillusioned.
It looks as if stealing is better than farming. Every time they are talking about cocoa, they would neglect us. Our work is more hectic than the cocoa farmers.
Frustration on the market is preempting the farmers from producing more. While some have opted to hoard the maize at home, others are compelled to leave the heaps of their maize harvest on their farms at the mercy of the weather. Salifu Alzami farms on this 40-acre maize plantation.
The ones we sent home, we've not been able to sell it. So there's no reason going to add this one.
Former Member of Parliament for Ejira, Mohammed Isifu Pangabu, is one of the lead farmers in the community.
No farmer can break even with 400. No farmer.
This year, a lot of farmers will lose their...
All farmers are losing. I operate at a loss. So if you don't take time to address it, and we'll lose this year. Next year, the farmers will reduce.
But until an immediate intervention, these farmers may have to grapple with the poor market sales and struggle to feed the country. For Joy News, my name is Emmanuel Brightquake.
That's all for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know the emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770#. That's the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Pleasure serving you. I am Pius Kojobaka. Nation is next. Do enjoy.